Then you have a korban. Any type of a korban that's possible to eat is boha kos of lipin loisasei ala kilosei. There's another special law not to eat it. And Rashi says the chsid b'nai says by noiser lo yoyekal ki kodeshu. Do not eat noiser. Why? Because it's kachim. Noiser tam ledavar ki kodeshu shenifsal. It's kachim that became sul. Ukemoichen kol hakachim shenifsal. Anytime there's a love, there's an issa, like Nati Kachim, you have this extra love of Kol Shabbat Kodesh, that's possible. See, this Korban Oila, it's possible to eat it, nobody has the right to eat it, so Chuyah should have another love, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So again, the Gemara answers the same question, though. Vahani Mili, when do we have this special love? Heicha de Kodem Suloi Chazi. If before Nisa, like before the Psul came about, there was a mitzvah to eat it. Before the whole night time, you had to have to teed it. Now, if you leave it over, there's a new love. But by a korban oila to kaidem sulai nami lechazi. Even before the psul, even before you take it out of the kachim, even before you take it out of the Beis Hamikdash, this it's possible. A korban oila never has a head to teed to be eaten. So therefore, you do not have the special love of kol shabbat kodesh is possible. But the more still the loka, there should be another malchus. The loka nami kidoch the Rebbe Eliezer, according to the other shita of Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya read like this: Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, kol shu b'kolo tia. Any time the Torah gives a special mitzvah essay to burn it, that means b'kolo tia. The whole thing should be burnt, like here a korban oila. There's a mitzvah essay to burn it. Is he oivashens this pasuk liten loisasei alachilasei? There's a special love not to eat it. So here, by korban oila, it applies also that there's a love, there's an essay to burn it. It's kulay kolum. The whole thing is supposed to be burnt. So anytime there's a mitzvah to burn it, he dashes this by the keteris, other things, where there's a mitzvah, or by the korban, the part that has to be burnt, if you go and eat it, you're over a separate love. So here also, a korban oila has a mitzvah to be burnt, so there should be a love, another malchus, if you eat it. So my answer is, ain't no kanam, it's true. For Rava Mehai Kroa Koma, this is one of the places, one of the five lavin. When Rava said there's a lav, he meant from this. This is the mako we learned out, this lav. This is included in the five lavin. He needs this lav, this is one of them. Now, Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Koyein She'ochal Mechates V'yoshom Lefnei Zrika Leika. So Gidl Omer Rav says a regular Koyein eats from a korban chates v'yoshem lefnei zrika. In other words, after zrika, he has a head to teed it inside the kachim. But if he eats it lefnei zrika, he receives malchus. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKroah, the pasuk says, v'ochlu oisam asher kupa behem, that the kohanim should eat it, that they'll have their kapora, they'll be forgiven. What does this mean? It means li'acha kaporin, after they have the kapora, which means the zrika sadam. The Zrika Zadam, sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, that's the Gemar, that's the end of the Kapora. The Kapora, the forgiveness of the Korban, comes with the Zrika Zadam. So if you have a Zrika, then there's a mitzvah says they teed it. So Idashin, Liyacha Kaporin, but Lefnei Kapora Loi. Before the Kapora, it's also teed. Before Zrika, it's also for current teed from the meat. And therefore, Lav Habo Mechlala Sei, Lavu. Even though it's only in Aseh here, that the Torah says, V'yochu oisam ha-shakup avohem, but we learn out from this, that the Aseh tidit is only after Kapora. Mash clearly before Kapora, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the klal of Lav Habo Mechlal Aseh. From the Aseh, we hear the Lav. The Torah says to do something, so from this we hear that before this, you're not allowed to do it. See how this is called the Lav? Therefore, Gidlo Merav says, there's Malkus for this Kohen that eats the Chatis Lefnei Zrika. On this, Moser Rava. Rava asked the question. It says in the Posig, V'chol Behema Mafresus Parsa V'shasa Shesa. These are the simonim of a Behema Torah. The hooves are split. Shtei Prosos. And also, it has to have two hooves. And then Malo Gera. It chooses cut. The Behema Oisai Teichlu. These are the animals that you're allowed to eat. It says clearly Lashon of Oisai Teichlu. So if so, we should make the drasha of oisai teichlu. These animals that have these two simonim, it chooses cut, and it has split hooves, is you're allowed to eat it. Oisai teichlu. But v'ein behem acheres teichlu. I should make a lava bovach lalasei here. that from this pasuk alone I hear the lav that you're not allowed to eat the other behemoths. So from this pasuk alone I hear a lav for a chazir. If so, now we could garment, if it's true like you're saying, if so, what do we need the next pasuk for? The next pasuk says, as there light taichlu. There's a new lav, not to the chazir. Lomeli, why do I need it? Why do I need an extra pasuk to say there's a lav? Natira behemah tameya. According to you, Rav, I know from the first pasuk. The pasuk says, "Oisay toichlu." Only these animals that have the two simonim you're allowed to eat. From that, I understand that you're not allowed to eat the other animals. So, what do I need a special lav for? That's the kasha in Rav. But before Shmuel asks, what kind of question is this? Usually, we say to be marb another lav. Lavro lovishne lavin. What's the big question? It Torah says the second time to make another lav involved. Lav rolo vishne lavin. So someone answered, that's only a brechik Torah. Usually we said the Torah does not mean to lavin, and it's much better to dash in it for a different type of a drosha. So in other words, without you, Rav, it's not a question. We don't have such a drosha. But according to you, you're coming into problems, you're making the Torah say to lavin. Usually the Torah does not do this. This should be a proof that your drosha is wrong. Normally, what do I need the pasuk to say? Loi seichlu, I know it from the essay that I say seichlu. So Moshe says, Ela Rav, it's true what you're saying. Alava bo machlala say, could be you do not receive malchus. There's no malchus for that. But rather it's like this. Ela iyit mahochi, if you learn from Rav, you learn like this. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Rav Gidl says over in the name of Rav that Zar, she'ochal mechates v'yoshem lefnei zrika potter. He holds if a zar eats from kochim lefnei zrika, there's no malchus, there's no special law for him. He's over in Isser Asay, but there's no malchus. My time away, the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says v'ochlu oisam ashakupa behem, that the kahanim should eat it when after zrika sadam, after we have the kapara. So we dash like this. Kol hecho the karinim bay. When we have the heter that a kohen is permissible to eat it, that means after zrika, when it's called the kapara is done, that a kohen could eat it, then ashakupa bem, then karin and bay v'zar lo yochel. That's the end of this pasuk. Then we dash in that a zar, if you're not a kohen, there's a law for you to eat this kochim. But lo yochel kodesh, but v'chol hecho the loy karin and bay. But calls the man, we do not have this Rikas Adam. Calls the man, the Kohen has no heter to eat from this meat. Even a Kohen is also to eat from the meat. Like Karin and Bay, the Zala Yechel. We do not have the end of the Pasuk, this new lav, for a Zar to eat Kochim. That's what he's teaching us. That if a Zar eats from the Kochim, Lifnei Zrika, true, there's an Issur involved, but there's no lav. The lav of Zar lo yechol boy only goes on Bosor after Zerika. After there's a hefta for a Kohen to eat it, the Torah is saying, a Kohen has the mitzvah to eat from it. But a Zar has a lav. But Lefnei Zerika, the lav does not apply. That was his chiddush. That if a Zar eats from Kodshim Lefnei Zerika, there's no lav. Now the says, Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Ishiyon, Bikurim Hanochem Akeves Ben. Not like our Mishnah, that by Bikurim, when is Bikurim Mutter for Kohen to eat? That's Peshas Hanocha. When they put it down in front of the Mizbeach, after they make the Hanocha, even before Kriya, before they say the Parasha of Aram Yavidovi, still if they have to eat it. Bikurim Hanocha Makeves Ben. Kriya ain't Makeves Ben. But true, there's a mitzvah to say the Parasha Aram Yavidovi, there's a mitzvah to have the Kriya, but if you do not say it, or even before you say it, the Kohen is allowed to eat it. Feinu Makeves. Not like our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "Omiyam Reb Lazoch." Is it true that Reb Lazoch says like this? "Omer Reb Lazoch." Reb Lazoch himself said, "Omer Reb Oishi." Name of Reb Oishiya. Hifresh Bikurim Koyding Lechag. Let's say a Jew set aside Bikurim to bring before Sukkot. Now, if you bring it before Sukkot, there's the mitzvah Kriya. Bikurim is brought from Shavuos until Sukkot. If you bring it during that time, you have the mitzvah Kriya. So he set it aside before Sukkot. But the over alayim achag, and he did not bring it before Sukkot. He forgot. He delayed it to bring it after Sukkot. Halacha is yirkavu. He's lost it right away. So the question is why? My love Mishum lemotzel mikri aleim. Why should he let it right away? Because he cannot make the kriya. In other words, he owes kriya as makevis. So since you cannot make the kriya after sukkis, it's not a zman simcha anymore. After the zman simcha, you cannot say the pasha rami yovid ovid. So since you cannot do the mitzvah, it's useless. There's no heter teeth these bikurim. Therefore, just let them right away. So now these talk about if you're going to tell me that your blessed holds kriya a makevis ben, that no, even though you do not make the kriya, like even if you bring it before sukkis, when you have the mitzvah and you do not say the kriya, still you makayim the mitzvah with the anoch alone, and after you put down the bikurim, a kohen is allowed to eat it. If so, amay yikrevu. So here, even though you delayed it till after sukkis, and now when you want to bring it to the base of Migdish, the kohen will take it. He'll make a ma'isa anocha, just you cannot have the kriya. So if you can't have the kriya, so what? Why is it yikrevu? Still bring these parents to the base of Migdish. Let's make the mitzvah anocha, and it'll be mutter for kohen to eat it. Why do you say yikrevu? You have to let it right away. Mashmah, there's no have to eat it unless you make a kriya. You yourself said kriya ain't makevis boy. So my answer is kid Rabbi Zeiro, like Rabbi Zeiro, he says tiyamu Rabbi Zeiro called haroyu lebila ain't bila makevis boy. When you have a mincha, if somebody was menadef to bring a big mincha, the biggest possible, so the kelim they had in the base of Migdish holds 60 saw. If you have 60 saw flour and you put the right amount of oil inside it, you can make a good blila. Then it's possible to mix it up well. But if you're going to have 61 saws of flour in this pot, it's not possible to mix it up to make the blila. Therefore, it's possible. That's the cloud. So the question is, we hold by regular mincha, if you just put the flour and the oil in there, even without making the blila, still it's kosher. If the mincha is kosher without making the blila, without mixing it up, why do I say if you put 61 saws of flour in this big pot and you have the right amount of oil there, that it's possible because you can't mix it up? So what? Even if you don't mix it up, still it's kosher. So there it says this famous cloud that called haroyu lebila. If the pot is fit to make the blila, if it's possible to mix it up, then true, then ain't bila makevis boy. Then even though you did not mix it up, still it's kosher. As long as it has this size in a pot, then it's possible to make the mitzvahs blila. But v'chol she'enu roi lebila, if you have 61 saws of flour, it's too big, there's too much here to start mixing it up, it'll fall over, then bila makevis boy. Then the mitzvahs bila is makif. Here also, if you bring the bikurim before sukkis, that you could make the kriya, it's row for the mitzvah's kriya, then kriya in makevis boy. Even though you do not say the pasha rami yevid ovi, still the heter is chal. As long as the mitzvah could be taking place, that's enough. But if you bring the bikurim first, after sukkis, where then there's not as much to make the kriya, then he holds the mitzvah's kriya is makevis. In other words, the Torah says there is a mitzvah's kriya. So what does the Torah say it for? It's not in vain. So he learns out that it means it has to be fit to be done. So it's teaching us that if you bring it after sukkis, nothing doing. You cannot bring bikurim. Bikurim never has a heter after sukkis. Since after sukkis is not a zman of kriya, then we say the mitzvah kriya is makevis boy, that there's no heter, therefore it's yikrevu. But before sukkis, that it's fit to do the mitzvah, that's enough. Even without the kriya, it's okay. Since there's not a kash on Rav Lezer, but that's Rav Lezer Shita. Not like our Mishnah, that kriya is Eina Makevis. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Masni Lo Kid Rav Asi Yom Rav Yochanan. He learned like Rav Asi Yom Rav Yochanan, and therefore the kashle, he had a question to Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan. He has a stira now on Rav Yochanan. One second, where was this? Rashi says, "Matlo hodu ablezer, omer raboishe to Rabasi, omer Rabiyechin, to Rabasi, omer mishmed Rabiyechin." He learned this over. It just means Rabasi said it over in the name of Rabiyechin. That Rabiyechin is the one that said this. Comes out that Rabiyechin also holds that kriya is not makif. So when asked the question, now the kashon to Rabiyechin, ad Rabiyechinin, well, mi yomer Rabiyechinin, bikurim anochem makevus ben kriya ein makevus ben, is it true what you're saying? That Rabbi Yochanan said this, that by Bikurim, once you put it down in front of the Mizbeach, that's the matter. You can eat it. You do not need the Kriya, is that true? I vor boy mene Rabbasim Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi himself asked the question from Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim me'ei masai mutar makanim. At what point is the Bikurim mutar for Kain to eat? There's an issa tita before a certain time. At what time is the heter? The Yomalei, Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Haruyin lekriya mishakor alayin. That if you bring it before Sukkis, that there's a mitzvah. Kriya, it is makiv. You have to wait until you have the Kriya, until he says the Pasha of Arami Yevadovi. But Vashain Rule and Kriya, if it's after Sukkot, it's not fit to have the Kriya. Then he said, Misharo Pnei Abayis, as long as it comes inside. So Rashi learns, Mishayichnu Suli Azara, when you bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, V'hanocho Le'makevas Klau, and the Hanocha is not involved, you do not need the Hanocha. Like, it's either. Either it's a Zmana Kriya, and then the Kriya is Makev, or else it's after Sukkot that there's no Kriya, then as long as you bring the Bikurim inside the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Heter. So Chur is a Stira. Before Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rabbi Asi, that Bikurim is always the Hanocha is Makev, and not the Kriya. And here he doesn't bring down Hanocha at all, and the opposite. He says if it's Roy for Kriya, Kriya is Makev. So Rabbi says, Kasha, Kriya, Kriya. There's a Stira in Kriya. By us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kriya is not Makiv. And here Rabbi Yochanan says, Kriya, where you have the mitzvah to say the Pash of Arami Yevadovi, it is Makiv. The Kohen's also Tita before Kriya. And Kasha Anocha, Anocha. Before he said, what's the Yika is the Hanocha. And here he says, no, that after Sukkot, that there's no Kriya, you know what's Makiv, bring it inside the Pnei Abayis. As long as it comes inside, right away the Kohen's Mutter, even before the Hanocha. And before he said, no, you need Hanocha. So it's a theory of Yechanan. So it's like this. Kriya Kriya Lakasha. There's no stira if Kriya is Makiv or not. Ho Rebbe Shimon, Ho Rabbonin, and Echanami. When Rebbe Yechanan said over this last Gemara that Kriya is Makiv, that's according to Rebbe Shimon. Like we have in our Mishnah. Three dashes, the extra posik, that Bikurim, before you have the Kriya, it's also tedit. That's according to Rebbe Shimon. And that's what he said before. Kriya is not the Makiv, that goes according to Rabbanan Shita. So therefore it's not a Stira in Kriya. But what about Hanocha, Hanocha? It's also Nami Lakasha. Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether you need the Hanocha, whether the Hanocha is Makiv, or maybe even the Hanocha is not Makiv. It's enough just to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So Mar says, where's this Rabbi Yehuda? My Rabbi Yehuda, where's Rabbi Yehuda? The Tani will learn like this. There's a question to Rabbi Yehuda, Hanocha is not Makiv. So when Rabbi Yochanan said the Hanukkah is not Makiv, just Rias Pnei Habayis, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'hinachtoi, put it down, Zutnufa. In other words, it's a question if this word V'hinachtoi means a Maisa Hanukkah, and then it would say it twice to say that's Makiv, or no, V'hinachtoi means Zutnufa, means lifting it up. Atuayim, you're telling me Zutnufa, it means to lift up the Bikurim. Maybe El Hanocha Mamish. Maybe when the pasuk says V'hinachtoi, you should put it down. It's the mitzvah essay to put down the Bikurim in front of the Mizbeach. So the Tanakhama says no. When the pasuk later says V'hinichoi, put it down. That's the mitzvah of Hanocha. If so, Homani Mekayim, what do I do with the pasuk of V'hinachtoi? Zutnufa. This is a tnufa. So this, according to this is the way of Yehuda Dashins. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hanoch is not Makiv, because we do not have two psukim to make Hanocha. The second one, V'nichoi, that's the mitzvah essay to put it down. But the first word of V'nachtoi does not mean the mitzvah Hanocha. It means Tenufa. And we know by Kochim, it's only Lakiv if it says it twice. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he dashes the first word V'nachtoi for another mitzvah of Tenufa, lifting it up, but not putting it down in front of the Mizbeach, we do not have two psukim for the Hanocha, therefore Hanocha is not Makiv. Therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan said, it's enough for Rias Pnei Abayis, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as the Bikurim comes into the Beis HaMikdash, you can eat it. That's what's Makiv. The mitzvah Hanocha is only a mitzvah L'Katchila, and it's not L'Ikuvah. Now the Gemara explains, O man kana the pola galed Rabbi Yehuda, but who's the other shita? Like the first price we had in that Rabbi Yochanan said, that Anochi is Makiv, who's that shita? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, it goes across Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says, that when you bring Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, so the Koyin takes the basket from your hand. So Limud comes to teach us, Allah Bikurim Shetuna Tanufa. Divrei Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. These are the words of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. When it says, the Koyin takes it, miyodecho, this teaches us the mitzvah Tanufa. There's a mitzvah to lift up the Bikurim Musun Si. So it comes out, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the mitzvah tnufa is from the word miyadecha. If so, what do we do with the first pasuk, vihi nachtoi? We do not need it for tnufa, but rather vihi means literally, put it down. So according to him, the Torah says it twice, to put down the bikurim, therefore according to him, it's likuva. That calls the man, you do not put the bikurim down in front of the mizbeach, there is no heter for current eat it. That's according to Rabbi Ben Yaakov. That the word vinachta is not for tnufa, but rather likuva, that the mitzvah sanoch is likuva. Now, my time with the Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, how does he see the mitzvah tnufa? That there's a mitzvah to lift up the basket when you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. How do we see it from this pasuk of Lokach HaKoyin Atenem Yodecha? It only says the Koyin should take the basket from your hand. Where do I see there's a mitzvah tnufa to raise it? So Mor says, ask the Yemes Gzera Shava, Yad Yad Mishlam. I learn now from the Pasha of Shlamin. Ksivoka says over here by Bikurim, V'lakachto HaKoyin Atenem Yodecha. The Koyin takes the basket from your hand. Oksiv, it says by Shlamin, Yodiv Tiviyanu Es Ishi Hashem. Your hand should bring the Korbin. So Makan Koyin, just like over here, it means the Koyin. It says, V'lokach HaKoyin HaTena, the Koyin takes the basket. It has to do with the Koyin. Is Aflalan over there by Shlomo also, the Koyin's involved. And Malahalan, just like over there, it says, Yoda Tviyenu means the Bailan, means the owner. Is Afkan Bailan. Here also by the Kurim, you need the Bailan involved with the Mitzvah Tnufa. So it's coming out by the Mitzvah Tnufa, we have two people involved. The owner, the Bailan, and the Koyin. We learn out one from the other. Shlomim from Bikurim. Hakeit said, how do we have both? Meniach Koyin Yodov Tachas Yad HaBailim. The Koyin puts his hands underneath the hands of the owner. Umeinath, and they lift it up together. So Kit said, that's the mitzvah tznufa. So according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, from the apostolic V'lokach HaKoyin HaTenim Miyodecha, from the word Miyodecha V'gzeir Shavah to Yodav from Shlomim, that's the mitzvah tenufa. Therefore the apostolic before V'hinachta is extra Legufei, to teach us that the mitzvah Hanoch is Liakev, that there's no hefta teach from the Bikurim before you do the mitzvah Hanoch. So that's the Machloikas Reb Yehuda and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That was the Pshan Reb Yechon also. There's no spear in Reb Yechonon. One goes according to Reb Yehuda, Hanoch is not Makif, just a Rias Pnei Abayis, and one goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Hanoch is Makif. Omer Rova, Bar Ado, Omer Reb Yitzchok, Bikurim.